Epiphany always invites us to look towards the light, towards the star that rose in the east and drew the Magi across deserts and borders to kneel before the child. We know their story well. Wise ones from distant lands carrying gifts, following a sign that could not be ignored. But long before Matthew ever wrote about this journey, Scripture had already imagined a moment just like this. Psalm 72 speaks of a ruler so just, so compassionate, so committed to the poor and the vulnerable that even the nations would be drawn to this light. Kings would come bearing gifts. Distant shores would recognize his authority, not because of his power, but because of his righteousness. Not because he conquered, but because he lifted the lowly. When Matthew tells about the Magi, he is not introducing a brand new idea. He is showing us the fulfillment of a very old hope. The Magi are living proof that the world is hungry for a different kind of king, a king whose reign looks like Psalms 72, a reign of justice, mercy, and peace that falls like gentle rain on parched ground. So today, as we celebrate Epiphany, we begin not with the star, but with the psalm that tells us why the star matters. We begin with the vision of a world made whole by compassion, a world where the most vulnerable are protected, a world where leaders are measured not by their might, but by their mercy. And then we'll let Matthew's story show us how that vision began and how that vision took flesh in Jesus. Epiphany is the moment when God's light revealed what kind of king was to come and what kind of kingdom we were asked and invited to seek. If Matthew's story of the Magi feels surprising, it's only because we often read it in isolation. But the scripture had been preparing for us this moment for centuries. The arrival of these travelers from the east is not a charming little footnote at the bottom of the nativity. It is a fulfillment of a deep biblical hope that the nations would one day recognize the justice and companionship and compassion of God's true King. Psalm 72 gives us the first glimpse at this hope. May the kings of Tarshish and the distant shores bring tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. This is not about political domination. It is about moral recognition. Other scriptures have also echoed this same vision. Isaiah 60 says, "Nations drawn to the light bring gold and frankincense." Isaiah 49 says, "God's servant is a light to the nations." Psalms 86 says, "All nations come to worship." And Micah 5, "A ruler from Bethlehem whose greatness reaches the ends of the earth." So when the Magi arrive in Matthew 2, they are not wandering mystics. They are the embody of a long-awaited hope that the world would one day recognize the king whose reign is defined not by what can be conquered, but by passion and compassion. Matthew sets the Magi and heralds side by side for a reason. The Magi come seeking a king who embodies Psalm 72's vision of justice and compassion. Harold, on the other hand, clings to a version of kingship that's built on fear, violence, and control. The Magi are truth seekers, justice seekers. They follow the light because they believe God is doing something new. They bow before Jesus, and because he sits on a throne, not because he sits on a throne, but because they sense the kind of king that he will become. Harold, on the other hand, hears the same news, and he trembles. The light that draws the Magi exposes Herod's darkness. Where the Magi bow, Herod plots. Where the Magi bring gifts, Herod brings violence. Epiphany always brings a choice. When God's light shines, some are drawn to it, and some resist it. Some travel towards justice, and some cling to systems that benefit them. Some bow before the child, and some try to silence the child. Psalm 72 shows us why the light matters. It gives us a picture of a kind of kingdom God intended, a kingdom rooted in compassion. This psalm is not naive poetry. It is what Walter Brueggemann calls the prophetic task, to imagine the world as though God were truly in charge. Psalm 72 imagines a world reordered by God's justice, a world where compassion is strength, a world where the vulnerable are centered rather than forgotten. This is the kind of king the Magi came to honor. This is the kind of king Jesus comes to bring. And this is the kind of kingdom that threatens Herod. Psalm 72 reveals why the Magi rejoice and why Herod fears. It reveals the kind of world that God blesses and the kind of world we are invited to help build. It's easier to hear these grand stories, I think. What does any of this have to do with us? We live ordinary lives in a small corner of the world, but Epiphany is not a grand gesture. It's about a revelation. It's about God's light breaking into every day. And Psalm 72 reminds us that God's kingdom is built not on spectacle, but on compassion. We are called to notice the light like the Magi. We pay attention to the needs around us, the people who feel invisible, the places where compassion is needed. We are called to move towards the light. We choose compassion where indifference would be easier. We speak up when silence would be more comfortable. We give generously when scarcity whispers, hold back. We are called to resist the Herod within and around us. Herod shows us whenever fear tells us to protect ourselves rather than love our neighbors. We are called to believe that small acts matter. Psalm 72 describes justice falling like rain, small drops that bring life to land. Our small acts of compassion matter. Our small commitments to justice matters. Our small choices to follow the light matters. Epiphany is the season of light, the kind of light that reveals, that guides, and asks something of us. The Magi followed that light because they believed God was doing something new. Psalm 72 tells us what that something new looks like. A world where the poor are defended The vulnerable are lifted up, and justice is the heartbeat of leadership. We may not have gold or frankincense or myrrh to offer, but we have something just as precious: the way we treat our neighbors, the compassion we extend, the courage we show, the justice we pursue. These are our gifts. These are our offerings. These are the ways we bow before Christ. The star still shines. The invitation still stands. Let us follow the light of Christ, the light that leads us towards compassion and towards the world God longs for. Amen.